A man in a white and silver spacesuit is rubbing a broom-shaped paintbrush on the side of a metal spaceship. From a distance, it transpires that the astronaut is painting a tiny corner square in the middle of an enormous F, which forms part of the ship's name, Red Dwarf. The hexagonal spacecraft is soaring through the never-ending night sky, which is dotted with twinkling white stars far, far away. The intricate contours of Red Dwarf's exterior are highlighted as it passes overhead, ducts, antenna, and space machinery, with a funnel-shaped thruster glowing brightly at the rear. Stasis Leak, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Holly materializes.
3 million years from Earth, the mining ship Red Dwarf. Its crew, Dave Lister, the last human being alive. Arnold Rimmer, a hologram of his dead bunkmate. And a creature who evolved from the ship's cat.
Message out.
Additional. On our journey back to Earth, we have encountered many strange and bizarre things. Only last month, we came across a moon which was shaped exactly like Felicity Kendall's bottom. We flew around that one a couple of times.
In a black and white military office 3 million years ago.
Okay. Rimmer, make this quick.
Sir, I wish to place on record that third technician, Lister David...
Quicker than that, Rimmer.
...smuggled aboard the mining vessel Red Dwarf for consignment of the hallucinogenic fungi Titan Mushrooms, more popularly known to the space beatnik community as Freaky Fungus.
Is this true?
Sort of.
And on the morning of February the 26th at 0800 hours, did engage in conversation with second technician Rimmer,
for
Arnold J.
For crying out loud, Rimmer.
The outcome of which was a proposal by the aforementioned Lister to the aforementioned Rimmer to cook him breakfast.
Okay, I'm getting the picture.
Breakfast comprised of 2 eggs, 3 rashers of bacon, a grilled tomato, 2 sausages, a small portion of fried potatoes, and a large quantity of mushrooms. Having consumed this repast, second technician Rimmer, Arnold J., experienced what can only be described as a voyage to Tripout City. To wit, a major hallucinogenic fit.
Lister, is this true?
No, sir. I'm sure it was only 1 egg.
The aforementioned Rimmer, to wit me, then attended inspection parade. He was totally naked except for a pair of mock leather driving gloves and some blue swimming goggles. Under the influence of this psychedelic breakfast, he went on to attack 2 senior officers, believing them to be giraffes who were armed and dangerous.
You better have a good reason for this, Lister.
I have, sir.
Why'd you do it?
I thought it'd be a laugh.
Right. 2 weeks PD, Lister. Dismissed.
With respect, sir, the penalty for a crime of this nature is 15 years imprisonment.
Thanks a lot.
Remember, I said dismiss.
2 weeks?
That's enough.
2 smegging weeks?
I said that is enough.
With respect, sir, you've got your head right up your big fat ass. 8 weeks PD. How come I get 8 weeks, you get only 2? What did I do to deserve that? What did I do?
Well, you shouldn't have stuck your pencil up his nose.
It was the rubber end. Plus, the doctor will get it out in no time.
You ripped up and ate his wife's photograph.
I didn't know it was his wife. I thought it was a publicity shot from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, tooties.
Excuse me.
Listen, man, I'm sorry about those mushrooms, you know. I mean, I didn't know. I'm not totally reckless and irresponsible, for God's sake. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm a pretty straight and honest geezer.
Where'd you get them?
I nicked them. They were in the kitchens. They must have belonged to Headbanger Harris.
In their quarters.
Why didn't you tell the captain this?
What? Get someone into trouble?
Oh, no. 8 weeks painting the smegging ship?
I'm sorry.
Get the spacesuits.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold. I want you to stay absolutely calm. I'm coming out in a moment, and I want you to keep your cool. Are you ready? Here I come.
Rimmer's head appears.
There, that wasn't too bad, was it? Look, we found a stasis leak on floor 16. I'm dead now, and you're not, but if I save you, you won't die. So I won't die, and you won't be dead either, and neither will I.
Rimmer sniffs his beaker of tea suspiciously. In colour, Red Dwarf is looming in space, while inside, Lister and Kat are in their quarters when Rimmer enters.
Good book?
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't think you read.
I don't much, but this is good.
What is it?
It's your diary.
What?
I didn't know you sent secret love letters to Carol Macaulay.
Lister, that is my private diary full of my personal things.
It's gone public.
I don't believe it. You've been reading it out to the cat?
Only the best bits.
Carol Macaulay, your eyes are like two limpid pools of loveliness.
Shut up.
Your hair is like a golden waterfall.
Shut up.
Plus those short skirts you wear make me really horny.
Lister, I order you to shut your face.
It's no big deal, you know, you can read my diary.
Who'd want to read your diary? It's full of puerile nonsense about Christine Kachansky.
Ah, so you've read my diary?
Yes, but at least I have the common decency to do it sneakily behind your back.
That's right. That is definitely the decent thing to do.
I'm doing it for a reason, anyway. Look what I found in Kachansky's quarters this morning.
So?
Well, look at it.
It's a wedding photograph.
Yeah, and who is the incredibly gorgeous hunky beefcake she's married? Unless somehow we go back in time.
What's this got to do with my diary?
It's this bit here about the mushrooms, isn't it? You see, when you saw your head coming through the table, I don't think it was an hallucination. I think you were seeing you now, arriving back in the past.
There's a wise old cat saying, which I think applies in this situation. It goes, what are you talking about, dog breath?
Listen to what it said. It says, the head came through the table and said, I'm from the future. I've come to save your life. We found a stasis leak on floor 16. You see, I don't think it was an hallucination.
What's a stasis leak?
All right, dudes. What's going down in Groovetown, then?
All right, Hulk. Listen, what's a stasis leak?
Oh, well, very, very basically, putting it as simply as I can for your average layman to comprehend, a stasis leak is a leak, right, in stasis, hence the name a stasis leak.
You don't know, do you, Hawk?
No, I don't.
Well, I suggest we go down to floor 16 and see what's there.
How come he never, ever knows anything? He's supposed to have an IQ of 6,000.
6,000's not that much. It's only the same IQ as 12,000 car park attendants.
But you don't know anything.
Listen, I happen to be one of the sleekest, most sophisticated computers ever devised by man. I'm the nearest thing you can get to infallible.
Infallible.
Exactly.
Rimmer, Kat and Lister are sitting in a small room with an express lift sign on the wall. A woman appears on a TV screen.
Floor 16.
This is going to take ages.
Welcome to Express Lift's descent to floor 16. We will be going down 2,567 floors, and for a small extra charge, you can enjoy the in-lift movie, Gone with the Wind. If you look to your right and to your left, you will notice there are no exits. In the highly unlikely event of the lift having to make a crash landing, death is certain. Under your seat, you will find a cassette for recording your last will and testament, and from above your head, a bag will drop containing sedatives and cyanide capsules.
I hate this stuff. It really freaks me out.
To take the cyanide capsule, simply break open, like so, and place under the tongue.
The woman collapses with a smile. Presently, the doors part at floor 16.
Thank you for travelling express lifts. We apologise for the delay.
You should apologise for the chicken. First meal I ever had where the container tastes better than the food.
The team walk along a corridor towards a portal glowing with a dazzling turquoise light.
This must be a stasis leak.
He sticks his arm in, then pulls it out with a smile.
Okay, here we go.
He edges into the light and emerges in a shower cubicle. Two men are shaving at sinks below a wall monitor which reads, the 2nd of March, 2077.
Safe. Come through.
Rimmer gestures to let Kat go first. Kat creeps in, then Rimmer jumps in with both feet.
What is it?
It's a rent in the space-time continuum.
What is it?
A stasis room freezes time, you know, it makes time stand still. So whenever you have a leak, it must preserve whatever it's leaked into, and it's leaked into this room.
What is it?
It's a singularity, a point in the universe where the normal laws of space and time don't apply.
What is it?
Time into the past.
Oh, a magic door. Well, why didn't you say?
It's March the 2nd. That's what? 3 weeks before the crew got wiped out?
To a big man.
Hi. Do you mind? This is the annual general meeting of the Agoraphobic Society. I wonder, can we bring anybody back?
Lister picks up a bar of soap and then they walk through the stasis leak. In the corridor, Lister opens his hand.
Not unless we want them turned into powder.
Who are you thinking of bringing back?
Me.
Let's do it.
In space, Red Dwarf slowly passes beneath, its complicated network of pipes, valves and panels cast in shadow by the starlight. Lister and Rimmer are in their bunks.
What's the point in going if you can't bring anybody back?
You've seen a photograph of Maria?
But what's the point? In 3 weeks she'll be radioactive dust. You may as well marry a box of Daz.
I'm gonna stay with her.
You're gonna stay with her? For the sake of 3 weeks together, you're gonna give up your life?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Mr. Selfish or what?
Hey.
What about me? I've given you the best years of my death. Is that it then? 3 years, thanks a lot, pal, I'm off. No sort of regrets? Not so much as a lump in your throat? No, you're thinking of Kachansky. The only lump you've got is down the front of your trousers.
I'm going for it, Rimmer. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that you don't get many shots at happiness. So when you do, go for them all.
I'm sharing a bunk with a character out of a Barbara Cartland novel.
What would you do in my place?
I don't know. I don't do what you like.
Where are you coming from, Rimmer? You don't even like me.
Don't I?
No.
Fine.
You don't, though, do you? You don't even like me.
That's what you think, is it?
Yeah.
I will tell you something that'll probably stun you rigid.
What?
You're right, I don't like you. I don't like what you stand for, but for some weird reason, I don't know, what is the point?
Everything always goes wrong for me. I'm probably the only person in the world to buy a topic bar without a single hazelnut in it.
It happens, you know, Rimmer. You know, you meet people and you move on, like. When I was 10, I had a mate called Duncan. Me best mate, you know. Taught me everything. He was the one who showed me how to put mirrors on my toe cap so I could look up girls' skirts. In the end, his dad had to move to Spain because of a job. It was a bank job he'd pulled in Purley. Never saw him again. Still think of him, now. Every time I look at my shoes.
Don't try and explain it, Lister. I don't know why I'm even surprised. Everyone always leaves me in the end. Girls, parents. I had a pet lemming once. I loved that little lemming. I built him a little wall so he could hurl himself off it. He didn't want for anything. I'll never forget one Christmas I put my finger in his cage to give him some mince pie. He bit me. He sunk his teeth right into my fingers and wouldn't let go. In the end, I had to smash his brains out against my head. That little lemming broke my heart. The little git completely ruined my helicopter wallpaper.
You know, maybe there is a way to bring people back from the past.
Oh, how?
Well, there's a spare stasis booth, isn't there? You could bring one person back if you could persuade them to go into suspended animation.
They'd survive the accident.
Yeah. And when they got back to now, you could bring them out and bingo.
Brilliant! I could save my own life and I wouldn't be dead.
Just think, I could bring her back.
I could bring me back. There'd be two me's, a dead me and a living me. One for the week and one for Sunday best.
Hey, there's only room for one, and that's Chrissy.
Rimsey.
Red Dwarf glides through space towards an endless black sea of stars. Cat twirls into Rimmer and Lister's quarters wearing a gold jacket with black velvet lapels. He covers the eyes on a Marilyn Monroe poster.
crazy. Hey! What do you think? You said looking conspicuous.
Put this on.
What?
You'll stand out a mile like that?
I wouldn't use this to buff my shoes.
Look, you can't walk around a mining ship looking like a finalist from Come Jiving.
But everyone will think I'm just an ordinary person.
That's the point.
They won't look at me and say, who's that guy? He's gorgeous.
Well, put it on.
Oh, well, maybe if I widen the lapels a bit, put a couple of vents in, some sequins, some shoulder pads.
Put it on.
Where's Alphabet Head?
Rimmer. He sneaked off last night. He's really back in the past trying to save his own worthless hide. You reading me, Hull?
I can see right down your gob.
Well, let's go.
I don't like being a watch dangling about all sideways and upside down. And give me fair warning for you, put your hand in your pocket. Gave me such a fright last time with that huge licorice all sort covered in fluff.
Oh, cheers, Hop.
Here we go again.
Put that on.
Wearing orange overalls, Cat heads towards the stasis leak with Lister.
Look, here it is, man. Just stick with me, okay? Okay?
A naked man's washing in the shower.
Did you order a kissy grab?
Looking confused, the man watches Lister leave, then Cat emerges from the wall.
Excuse me, did you see a short human with little pigtails come through here?
Glancing down.
Don't worry, it's personality that counts.
A blonde man.
Felicitations, beautiful ladies. Back from planet leave? Let me take those heavy cases. My name is Olaf Peterson. I am very good in bed. It's always an honor to carry the personal luggages of such beautiful ladies.
Peterson!
Oh, hi.
Peterson, how are you, mate? I don't believe it. It's you. I've missed you, you know. Give us a kiss, you smelly old smegger.
He's just a friend.
I don't believe it.
He hasn't seen me since breakfast.
But I'll come and see you later.
Sure.
No, I promise I'll come to your room and see you.
Lister, you'll die for this.
Cat sees a woman in fancy dress.
That was Peterson, an old mate of mine. We were like that. I never thought. I mean, just think, I'm going to be able to see everybody again.
Oi, give us a break, Dave. It's like a tropical rainforest.
Sorry, Hop.
Wow! Well, I've never been this close to women before. It makes me want to do something, but I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I want to do a lot of it.
I wonder what Rimmer's doing.
I didn't know it was his wife. I thought it was a publicity shot from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, tooties.
Excuse me.
Listen, man, I'm sorry about those mushrooms, you know. I mean, I didn't know. I'm not totally reckless and irresponsible, for God's sake.
Passing Lister and Rimmer from 3 million years ago, present-day Rimmer hides inside a table in their quarters.
Why didn't you tell the captain this?
What? Get someone into trouble?
Oh, no. 8 weeks painting the smegging ship?
I'm sorry.
Get the spacesuits.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold. I want you to stay absolutely calm. I'm coming out in a moment, and I want you to keep your cool. Are you ready? Here I come.
Look, we found a stasis leak on floor 16. I'm dead now, and you're not. But if I save you, you won't die. So I won't die, and you won't be dead either, and neither will I.
I may as well tell you right away, I know what you are.
You do?
You're a mushroom, aren't you?
What?
An hallucination, go away.
No, look, I'm you from the future. I've come to warn you, in 3 million years you'll be dead.
Will I really?
Yes, unless you do something about it now.
Then what do you suggest? Give up white bread, more roughage?
Look, you're not listening. You've got to go into stasis.
Go away.
I'll be back soon.
Stay calm. It's gone now.
As past Rimmer pours his tea down the sink, Captain Hollister enters wearing a large brown chicken suit.
Rimmer.
Past Rimmer sighs wearily as he looks up at the chicken's reflection in the mirror.
Now you've turned into a chicken.
Listen, I just want to apologize. We both got a little carried away. I've been under a lot of pressure.
Go away.
Obviously, I shouldn't have given you PD. I just got a little riled.
Did you indeed? How sad for you, Captain Paxo.
What? Oh, this. This is for the party tonight.
Half man, half chicken. You don't...
PD!
Well, we have a bit of a problem here, don't we? Because I don't take orders from poultry.
No, Rimmer. Make that 8 years.
Fine. I'll make a note of it, shall I? 8 years. There we go.
He paints it on the costume, then throws the paint in Hollister's face.
Hi, is Christine in?
No, she's still on planet leave.
Oh, smag. Did she say where she was staying?
She said something about the Ganymede Holiday Inn.
Cheers.
Kat grins at Kachansky's blonde roommate, then Lister taps him on the shoulder and beckons him with his finger before dragging him off by the collar. Present Lister's talking to a receptionist at the hotel while Kat looks around him with bewilderment as a suitcase wheels itself up to him.
Excuse me. No, down here. Have you seen a man who's lost his luggage, about 5'10", mousy hair?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. I'll bet they've sent him to the wrong bloody airport again.
Oh, sorry. And he's trying to strangle that woman!
Kat grabs a soda siphon from a robotic waiter's tray, then he sprays the woman's fox fur stole with it before wrestling it to the floor and stamping on it.
Don't worry, madam. His strangling days are over.
Kat, we got it.
We've got the 008 this way. What are you attacking people's clothing for?
Kat excitedly follows Lister down a corridor to a hotel room, grabbing a Do Not Disturb sign from a doorknob as he passes. They arrive at Kachansky's room, the honeymoon suite. There's an empty breakfast tray and a couple's shoes outside. Lister looks gutted.
She's already married? What about the photograph?
Snatching it from Kat.
I'm not the groom. He's the groom.
Hey! She's not as stupid as we thought!
Lister rubs the top of his head with frustration.
Why do women always leave me for total smegheads? Why did he dump me for men who wear turtleneck sweaters and smoke a pipe? I mean, natural yogurt eaters. Reliable, sensible, dependable. And lots of other words that end in ibble. But he's obsessed with house prices and spends half his life in antique fairs looking for bargains and drinking wine. It's never beer, is it? It's always wine. What do you want on your cornflakes, darling? Oh, I'll have some wine, please. Smack!
Kat taps his shoulder.
You can tell all that just from a photograph?
Boy, not your pockets. Oh dear. It's horrible down there. There's a big hole. It's an unbelievable view. Reminds me of that film, Attack of the Killer Gooseberries.
Come on, Harlan, broken up, man.
I was in love once. A Sinclair ZX81. People said, no, Holly, she's not for you. She's cheap, she's stupid, and she wouldn't load. Well, not for me, anyway.
What are you trying to say, Hol?
What I'm saying, Dave, is that it's better to have loved and to have lost than to listen to an album by Olivia Newton-John.
Why's that?
Anything's better than listening to an album by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, hi, it's you.
Hi.
Come in.
No, we were just passing.
Come in.
No, really, it's okay. Kat, come on, we've got to go.
Kat heads straight for a plate of food.
I just got married.
Oh, great.
He's in the shower.
Uh-huh.
I think you'll really like him.
Oh, I bet.
Do you want a screwdriver?
I'd rather have a hammer.
Another Lister.
So how you doing, kid?
He hugs Kachansky.
What is this? A meeting of the ugly convention?
Where did you come from? The bathroom?
Well, you don't look very pleased to see me.
Well, quite frankly, I'm not. I mean, I came here today because I thought I was going to get married.
And you did?
No, he did.
But he's you.
No, I'm me.
Well, who's he then?
He's him.
If he's you and you're him, and you're him and he's him, am I still me? Who's eating this chicken? What the hell is going on?
Look, listen. In 5 years' time, you find another way to come back in time. So it does work out.
Eventually.
So how about a Frenchie from your future bride? No way! On your space bike!
The other Lister throws Kat into present-day Lister's arms.
So listen, what do I do now? Go back to where you came from and wait for 5 years? Have I always been such a smeghead, or did I change? You've always been like that. Out! So listen, man, you've lived my life for the last 5 years. So what's the single most important piece of advice that you can give me? Oh, yeah. 3 years from now, you will go through a cosmic storm and enter a parallel universe. You'll materialise on an exact replica of Earth in the year 1989. You'll want to go to the theatre. Whatever you do, don't go and see Room for Your Wife. Smeghead. And you.
Outside the door, Kat pulls a bottle of champagne from his jacket. Then they put an arm around each other's shoulders and walk away with a smile. Red Dwarf's exterior. Past Lister's asleep in his bunk when a medic pushes Rimmer in a wheelchair. Rimmer's upper body strapped into it and his hair's under an elasticated bonnet.
So they won't come back again.
Just stay calm, keep cool, and get some sleep.
There he is, sleeping like a baby. I'm gonna get better and then I'm gonna kill him.
If you need anything, call Holly.
The medic pops a thermometer into Rimmer's mouth, then removes the blanket from Rimmer's lap and pushes him up out of the chair. Rimmer sits on his bed.
I don't want you to panic, Arnold, but I've had a jolly big think, and I think I know how to explain this to you.
Hi.
Hi! I'm staying calm this time.
Good.
Yo, Rimmer, there you are. We've been looking for you everywhere.
Not now, Lister.
Two Listers! And a strange man with large teeth.
Hey, I'm a cat.
Of course you're a cat. Come in, sit down, there's plenty of room. Yo, three Listers, splendid. Perhaps Lister here would like to go over to the fridge and open a bottle of wine for Lister and Lister. Rimmer here doesn't drink because he's dead, but I wouldn't mind a glass.
I don't want anyone to get into a flat here, but I'm the Rimmer who's from the Double Double. I'm the Rimmer who's with the Lister who married Kachansky. Now, from this point on, things get a little bit confusing.
Please.
Before anyone says anything else, I'd just like to make a little speech.